Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this new episode of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. We are here every first and third Friday of the month at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's always a pleasure for me to have you here live. And if you're not live and just listening to the replay, you are also welcome. I'm really glad to have you here. So I hope you save the date in your calendar. Again, it's every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. And also I want to wish a special welcome to all the VIP guests we have in the live studio audience today. If you're just listening to this and you're wondering who are these VIP guests, I will also invite you to be one of them on the next show by signing up in the link in the description of this show to be in the audience. They are with us right now in the old studio while we are recording, and after the show, we will go with them in a breakout room where they could ask their questions and get live coaching and support from me and from my guests today. So don't miss out. Next episode, make sure to save your seat because I would love to have you in the live studio audience. I want you to be my guest, my VIP guest. How about that? All right. So today, I'm really excited to be here today because we have a special topic, an amazing topic that I believe we want to talk about. The topic of the show today is potential to win in 2021. Who doesn't want to win? We all do, don't we? And especially if we're entrepreneurs, we have all these big goals, all these big dreams, and the goal is to win, to reach the finish line and feel like I made it. I did what it took and I got the result I really wanted. But what does it actually take to get where we want to go in life? What does it actually take to create the result we are trying to create? Is it about hard work? Is it about, you know, blood and sweat? Is it about crying, trying as hard as possible, signing up to all the programs out there, hiring all the coaches? What does it take to really get to where we really want to go? If you have a goal, that means you are somewhere right now and you want to be somewhere else. And what is standing between you now and the you in that next level of your life, of your business, of your relationship? How do you fill that gap? What does it take to bridge that gap and reach your goal and achieve the result you really want to achieve? It takes anything you want because it's really up to you to decide. But I want you to remember, as we'll be talking about that during this show today, that I have what it takes right here and now to create the exact result you want. You are more than enough right now. There is nothing that you need to fix about yourself in order to have what you want. There is nothing that you have to become in order to deserve the result you want. You are enough right now. You are valuable right now. You were born worthy of the result you are trying to create. You have all it takes. But sometimes we just forget that. Just sometimes we forget how powerful and valuable we are. Sometimes we forget that we are good enough. And we try to go get more. We try to work harder to become worthy. We try to, you know, pay all those people that we make it happen for us because we forget how powerful we truly are. We forget that everything, all the answers, all the hows, how do I get there? How do I make it happen? How do I create this? The answers to all those questions lie within us. All we need to do is to tap into that and the potential that we have, that we were born with. We were born worthy of all the things we want. We just forgot. All the potential that we need to create, because the reason why you have that desire, let me tell you, there is a reason why that dream, that desire, that goal is in your heart, because you have what it takes to create it. You have what it takes to achieve it. There is no mistake why your neighbor doesn't have the same dream. It's not for them to achieve. They don't have, it's not on their, you know, on their path. If it's in your heart, if you have that desire, if you want it, there is a reason why. And whoever you believe in, the energy, the spirit, the God that put that desire, that dream in your heart, gave you at the same time everything you needed to to create it. Are you aware of it? There is no way you will have a dream or a desire that is above what you can achieve. You might not see it now. You might not have all the answers now, but I want you to remember that you have exactly what it takes right here and now to create anything you want. Start by believing that, because from that place, you will show up with power, because you will know that, hey, even if I don't see it now with my physical eyes, I know there is nothing that will prevent me from having that, because I am worthy of it, because I deserve it, because I am good enough for it. I'm ready right now. I will not become worthy after I've worked so hard. I will not become worthy after I've tried so hard to have that badge of honor or I've suffered so much to be here today. It's not necessary. It's granted. The moment you say, I want it, it's granted. It's just up to you to open up and to be able to receive it. But it takes for you to believe in yourself and remember that the God, the spirit, the universe, the energy within you that brought that desire into your heart, gave you the potential you needed to make it happen, gave you all you needed to create it. Open up to that and tap into that potential within yourself to make it happen. Nobody's going to create that for you. You have what it takes. Nobody's going to come to save you. You have what it takes. You have all the potential you need to win, not only in 2020, but for the rest of your life. But today, we are talking about how to tap into that potential within yourself to win in 2021. So I will have my guest today, Kenneth, that will come and talk about it. But for now, we are going to take a short break. And don't forget, you can be in the live studio audience as our VIP guest, because at the end of this episode, we will be with them in the breakout room where they will be able to ask their questions and get live coaching from me and from the guests. So if you want to be one of them on the next episode, don't forget, use the link in the description of this show to save your seat. For now, we're going to take a short break. See you on the second part of the Absolute Alignment with Christelle podcast.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Hi, welcome to the second part of the Absolute Alignment with Christelle When Success Feels Easy podcast. This is the second part, and today's topic is potential to win in 2021. I'm really excited to have you here again today. If you're joining me live, we are here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. And if you're listening to the replay, don't worry, you're not missing out. So just as a reminder, we have amazing people, my VIP guests, that are in the live studio audience with us right now while we are recording this episode. And right after the show, we will go with them in the breakout room where they will have an opportunity to ask questions and get live coaching from me and from the guests. So You can also be one of them on the next show. What you have to do is just use the link in the description of this show to save your seat and be my VIP guest on the next one. All right, so let's go back in the topic of what is your potential to win in 2021? How to tap into that potential, how to reach that unlimited potential that you have to win in this 2021 and moving forward in your life. To talk on that topic, I have Kenice. She's my guest today, and I'll have her come forward. Hi, Kenice. So she will just let you know who she is, what she does, and how you can win in this year.
Awesome. I'm so happy to be here. I'm really excited. This is like a fun and one of my favorite topics. So it's both fun and favorite at the same time. So I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me here. 2021, because nobody thought we were going to even enter into 2021 and how it was going to be, right? So I have done about, since the beginning of this year, about 7 classes on winning in 2021 so far, because everyone just wanted to get started with their potential. And I like to say, where are we right now, Christelle? Are we like pathetic, in a place where we feel pathetic in our business or at a home because of everything that has gone on? Or are we positioning ourselves for the potential that potentially we're going to be able to build and prosper during this pandemic? Because I hate to tell everyone, but the bearer of bad news, but the pandemic isn't going to leave tomorrow. All right. We still have some time before this pretty much comes to an end. So how do we tap into our potential? There's a story that I love to kind of like start out any type of speech or talk that I have for motivational speaking. Is there's a salesman or two salesmen that go to an island and they're selling shoes. And part of their task is to try to find both competing companies to see how many people are going to buy shoes. So the first salesman goes over to the country and he calls back his company in a couple of days and he was like, no need to send any shoes. Nobody here wears shoes. And he was like, I'm going to come back home, right? I'm just going to come back home because there's no potential sales here. The second salesman goes from the other company and he calls his company after a couple of days. Then he goes, oh my gosh, send the largest boat and planes with as many shoes as possible. Nobody is wearing shoes. They need multiple pairs of shoes. So I want to start out with that. You know, when we're talking about potential, it's kind of where you are seeing where you are right now. What are you envisioning right now? Are you looking at things where the salesman is saying, oh, we don't need shoes here because nobody's wearing shoes? And the other salesman is saying, I need like at least millions of shoes here for everyone to at least have two pairs. So as we talk about gathering our potential, entering into our potential for 2021, we're a little bit late, right? Because we're already in February. So we already missed out on January. So we really have to get the pace going here. What I've done, Christelle, was take the word potential and that, so make it easy for everyone listening in your audience and everyone that's going to listen to the replay to kind of tap into their potential. I took the word potential and we're going to break up this word and we're going to talk about this word to the utmost. So first thing, because my HR background, I'll introduce myself. So I have an HR background. Why? At Kenice loves to evaluate people. That's what I've done for many, many years. Then about 4 years ago, I left my full-time executive level position at a nonprofit here in New York, because I'm from New York, where I built their HR department from scratch for 11 years. And I went on and started doing my own HR consulting and training for nonprofit organizations in the tri-state area, so New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Then I wrote my book of about 3 years ago, my first book, which I thought nobody was going to read. And it was after my breakup of I went through a divorce. And I wrote a book called The Good Wife and the Other Woman. And it's pretty much my therapy. So I entered into a horrible time of pain and I turned that pain into purpose. How did I do it? By writing a book for myself. Then 500,000 copies later, after they're being sold, people all over the world have contacted me and say, how did you do this? How did you break out? How did you help yourself get 4, 5, 6 streams of income as a single mom? And so I started building the empowerment aspect of my work, and I started doing coaching with women and now a lot of men who tried to get me to coach their wives because they're scared to talk to their wives. So I do a lot of coaching with husbands on how to help their wives on certain things. But pretty much my passion is all about helping people grow and reach their potential in life. Like you said, Christelle, everyone has potential. It's how we determine and see to kind of hone in on them to really move it to the next level. Because potential gets very stale, it lays very dormant. It's how we pick it up and then push it to the next level that's going to help us to win in 2021. So I'm a 3-time best-selling author. I own my own publishing company and my own coaching company. My publishing company just started in the middle of the pandemic in June. And in June to now, we are a 6-figure business. I literally turned away 3 authors last week because we're up to capacity and we've pushed them off. So, which is great, building that business and the potential of that business, along with my consulting and coaching business as well. So that's a little bit about me. So let's get into this potential. Let's get into how can each one of us tap into our potential right now. The first thing, like I said, I took the word potential. So if anybody's taking notes, you want to write the word potential straight down your page. POTENTIAL, potential. The first P is pause. Pause. Take an assessment of where you are now. That's the first thing you want to do. Where are you now? Where are your finances? What do you want to do? Where's your education level? How do you want to stream multiple incomes? Pause. Just take a moment, because Christelle was saying earlier, we have so much stuff as entrepreneurs. If we're currently in a business and we're thinking about the next big thing, the next big idea, and some of us haven't even started our business yet, but we're thinking like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get into this? Is pause. Take an assessment of where you are now. It's so important. Throughout my entire life, every couple of months, I pause and I do an assessment of myself. Where am I in my business? How much money did I make? Where do I want to proceed with? What goals do I have for the next 2 months? Oh, organize. Organize is so important. For me, I'm a procrastinator, right? So if I don't organize myself, I would get 0 things done. So you want to get your thoughts and process together. If you're going to drive this potential to the next level, is organize your thoughts. And the best way to do this, ladies and gentlemen, to organize your thoughts is to pause. Take a moment to quiet yourself, quiet the noise. So P and the O just work systematically together. T, it's a tank. So you want to be able to start writing down your ideas and your thoughts in that silence, in that pause, in that assessment. As you organize your thoughts, you want to start thinking. Start thinking of ways that you can build your business, ways that you can start your business, networking. Because for me, that's the biggest thing right now that you could always start doing. I want to start doing a cupcake business, Kenise. I want to start doing a shirt business. I want to start being a coach. You want to start networking with individuals who have thriving businesses like that. You want to hear what make them so successful, what didn't make them successful. Those are the things that you would get through networking. So the T stands for thinking. E, now it's time to execute, right? So now you've paused, you've assessed yourself, you've organized your thoughts, and I'm ready to start thinking about the ideas and suggestions. Start one step at a time in executing. You've executed, you're organizing yourself. Now you want to start getting on Clubhouse, Instagram, you want to get on Facebook, you want to talk to other people, you want to get into free groups. There are millions of free groups that you can get into just on Facebook, even on Clubhouse, where you can get in touch with people, contact people, send them a message. Now, if you're shy, like I'm totally like really, really shy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not really shy, but I used to be really, really shy. I can be shy when I want to be shy, but I'm not really shy, but you can't be shy. You know, you want to gather information. The best way to gather information, ladies and gentlemen, is to ask questions. You want your potential to excel this year. You want to win. You must ask questions. In order to execute, get your questions down when you start thinking. The N, of course, is network. Network, network, network. I usually tell everyone that I coach, your network determines your net worth, W-O-R-T-H. So who you hang out with will determine if you're five figures, six figures, seven figures, even if you're in a five-figure business. And maybe your goal is not to become a six-figure business. You just want to get out of that crazy job that you hate going to Monday through Friday, working 40 hours a week, and you just want to be independent. That is totally fine, but you still want to network. You want to be able to get out there. You never know who knows who has ideas, who can open doors for you. I like to call them Kairos moments, opportunities that are so divine that just open up doors, but you got to be in the right place to see the door. You got to be in the right connection with the right people. And then one thing just leads to a whole other thing, which is amazing. I absolutely love networking. And if you're shy, because a lot of people that I talk to, and they're like, Kenise, I can't really tap into my potential because I'm really shy. I've never spoken up. I don't know how to make a presentation. Listen, stand in front of the mirror. Start presenting to yourself. Start introducing yourself. Hi, my name is, and I would love more information on that. Look at the smile on your face. Is it turning you off? Because if it's turning you off while you're doing it in the mirror, then okay, you need to do some work. But I tell my clients all the time, they do it on Zoom with me all the time. When we get on Zoom, introduce yourself to me. I'm going to write you $1 million check. Introduce yourself to me right now. T, time frames. Set specific time frames for your execution and your network. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. So important. Nobody's going to invest in you except you. A, attitude of gratitude. And then finally, my L is legacy. At the end of the day, I'm doing everything that I possibly can to win with my potential because I want to leave legacy and build legacy for the next generation. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, potential to win in 2021.
Thank you so much, Kenise. That was a powerful presentation. It was amazing. I hope you guys took note. It was a great, great show. Potential to win in 2021. You have all the tools and all the tips that Kenise is using to be crushing it this year. And who knows, for the rest of your life as well. As you know, we are here every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern time for a new episode of Absolute Alignment with Christelle when success feels easy. Can't wait to see you. And for now, we are going to be in the breakout room with our VIP guests that are right now in the studio with us. And you can also be one of them for the next episode. All you have to do is to use the link in the description of this show to join us. We are going to be there with them, answer all their questions, and give them live coaching. How an amazing experience. I hope to see you in the next one. My name is Christelle Biga, your host. See you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.